currently sitting at number one in the Indigenous Music Countdown for over 4 weeks now, according to Indigenous Music Countdown. Wow. With your song that you co-wrote and co-produced and of everything you have co-featured with Abraham Lake Singers, yeah. Which is called We're Not Lost, the Mowe Kiwasino. Can you talk about the song and, of course, yeah.
So, yeah, I wrote it in, I think, June. So it, like, came out pretty quick afterwards. And I met the Abraham Lake Singers at performance. It was called Treaty Rights. It was a fundraiser to get two photographers to go advocate for treaty rights here in Australia, actually. And I met them. I instantly just, like, they're a family traditional drumming group, and months later, that was like in January, I had reached out to them because I wanted to do a song just kind of about my culture. And, you know, growing up, I always found I didn't really have anyone to look up to, or I was kind of like lost in like my identity as an Indigenous woman. My mom was in residential school, and I never really met a lot of my biological family, and I felt like I wasn't doing enough. So, like, I have a platform, I should be using it. And yeah, I went into the studio and I just like highlighted all the beautiful things that we are. Then I reached out to the Abraham Lake Singers, and they had never been in a studio before, and they came to the studio to record, and it was the most beautiful, like, experience to see the light in their eyes. They were like so shook at like the studio. And there's George, and then Brent is the dad, and yeah, we just kind of like did it together, and the drums all in the background are them, and then the singing at the end. And they've actually like had more gigs than me like recently, like they're going everywhere. And yeah, it's like I feel like they're my family now. And yeah, I can't believe it's been number one. Yeah, it's been really cool.
As an Indigenous artist such as yourself, we're mm-hmm. starting to see this huge rise with mm-hmm. so many talented Indigenity artists that are coming from all across Turtle Island, especially here in Alberta.
Yeah.
For yourself to see stuff like that happening with yourself and many other artists on the come up, how does that make you feel, and what comes to mind?
I think it's like about time that, you know, like especially like in Alberta, there's so many talented artists and creatives, and it's just beautiful to see like someone that looks like me like doing well. And, you know, people from the reserve, like, we can do great things, and it's healing. That's why I do music. So it's an honor to be like on that countdown in general and alongside so many others.
You know, the song that you made together with Matt Mack, which is called Forever. Talk about that collaboration.
Oh, it's coming out soon, and it's honestly Matt Mack. I call him Matty. We're like brother and sister. When I met him, I got flown down to Winnipeg. His manager, David, had reached out to me and said, we're doing an album with a bunch of like Indigenous artists, like to help like raise each other up. And they sent me, Matt Mack, he wrote the song Forever and sent it to me, and then I got to like kind of have free reign on it. And I went to the studio and I wrote my part and did all the harmonies and ad-libs, and then we hadn't met until August of this year. I got flown out there for 3 days. There is a music video, and I think if you go on YouTube, you can see it's premiering. So it's premiering in January, and it's like it's my favorite song. I listen to it all the time, and it's actually the first song he's ever put out where he'll be singing. So I'm so, so excited. And everyone I've played it to, like my close people, it's such a banger. And I'm like, can't even contain my excitement right now because I'm so excited for it. And he's an amazing human being. He's so talented. We got to go to the studio together and kind of play around. And he's just like an amazing soul. Like, you know, he calls himself the Nietzsche Drake. Like, he was like, I can't even, like, people come up to me in the mall and like, you know, but he's just really down to earth and really no excuses for me or anyone, you know, like he can literally create a song. He's blind, you know, and that doesn't stop him. Like, his like attention to detail through his like ears and sound and the way he produces was like, it's like one of my core memories I'll have for the rest of my life.